96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. I bet a lot of you want to be rich, or at least just comfortable with your savings. So what are you doing with your money? Do you ever think about buying stock in a company but were afraid because you didn't know how? Well, tonight we're going to tell you about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IPOs, and how a lot of the so-called one percenters are making their millions. How can you make Wall Street work for you? My guests are Akiva Sturtevant, financial literacy expert and founder of Born to Save, a nonprofit, Ralph Baker, executive director of the New York Shock Exchange. He teaches inner city kids about stocks and investing, and Dr. Philip Fanara, professor of finance here at Howard University. If you want to be part of this conversation, hey, look at some chance to get some free financial advice, you want to give me a call right now at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for participating in this conversation. It's a very, very important conversation when it talks about money. Kiva, I'll start with you. Briefly explain to me, why is it that we see so few African Americans involved in the stock market? When we watch Bloomberg, CNBC on TV, we don't see people of color. We rarely see women. It's just white guys as capital management guys. So what's wrong with us?
Yes, no, that's an excellent question, Harold. It's about access. It's about our experience historically around money. When I was coming up, there wasn't a lot of money to talk about in my household. So how can you discuss stocks and bonds when we're just trying to keep the lights on? That's not everyone's experience today. However, it's really getting education from mainly African Americans get their education from their retirement plans at work, or maybe some kind of investment club that they may be a part of. However, getting access to Wall Street, as you said, is really essential, whether you're going to a big brokerage house or sitting down with a financial planner.
So, Ralph, let me start with you. You founded this basketball team. You took these kids from Brooklyn and you used basketball to teach them about money. How did that come about and what are you telling them?
Well, thank you for having me on, by the way.
Sure.
The backstory is that, my dad told me I had to read the Wall Street Journal when I was in the fifth grade. He's a former Vietnam War veteran, so he just threw the Wall Street Journal at me and told me to read it, and he would drill me on it when he got home. And that was sort of the military way. This is a while ago. I also have a passion for basketball. I played basketball in high school and college. I was a small college All-American at Hampden-Sydney College in the late 80s. My first taste of coaching grassroots basketball was when I first got out of business school and I coached a team called the Stanford Express. And I always said that if I had a son, I would start a similar program for him, but try to make it more educational. And when my son was in the fifth grade, I started a team called the New York Shock Exchange, which is basically a travel basketball team, and we teach kids how to pick stock. So it's basically what my dad did for me, but it's more of a soft sell. And I always tell the kids that, about the story of Peter Lynch, who's the legendary investor for Fidelity Investments for over a decade. And he beat the market every year for 10 years. And he's probably the greatest investor of my generation. His philosophy was that you should invest in what you know. So we took something nebulous and we brought it down to the kids' level. And we started out with a blank sheet of paper and had them tell us about products or companies that they thought would make good investments and products that they come in contact with on a regular basis. And they threw out names like Apple, GameStop, Nike, and Pepsi. And then we helped them narrow that list down to the most attractive stocks, Apple and GameStop, based on investment fundamentals. So that's sort of the backstory. And we took something that was complicated and nebulous, and we made it more clear.
Well, and certainly, that's one of the biggest issues. This is an extremely complicated issue. We're going to attempt to really, really break it down, which is why I have my experts here, including Dr. Philip Fanara. Dr. Fanara, the first exposure that most people have to stock or Wall Street is an IRA or a 401k or a 403b. Can you break it down? Talk to me about mutual funds. What is a mutual fund?
Well, a mutual fund is a fund that's set up specifically. It buys the stocks for you, and as it makes a profit, if you're invested in one, you will make a profit. Now, with a 401k plan or a 403b, those are pretty much similar. They just differ because a 401k is a private sector plan. 403b is usually popular in the educational field. And the key thing there, people do make mistakes. For example, what you should do is if you're with a 401k, 403b, if your company puts a matching amount in, you should match. So if they're willing to put 6%, you should match your 6%. In other words, if you put 3, they put 3. If you put 6, they put 6. And so you should, that's one thing you should be very aware of,
mm-hmm.
that you should match. And then the second, after matching, I think I would encourage people to continue to put some of their other money into something like a individual retirement account, like an IRA. And I especially argue still for the Roth IRA, although there is uncertainty about in the future whether the federal government will begin to tax those. Still, I think those are good investments. And for low-income, reasonably low-income people, say $28,000 or head of households of $58,000, you get a tax credit when you invest in an IRA or a these plans. So,
but let me ask you this, Dr. Fanara, because this is really the critical thing. For a lot of working people, whether you have an IRA on your own or whether you have, for example, a 401k or what have you, and they keep hearing, well, you know, I get to put $3,000 in for the year, but yet they sit up and they hear on the news that, you know, the big money guys, and I do mean guys because it's usually guys that are investing and they're buying stock, they're buying Apple and they're buying Google and or they're buying, you know, Campbell's Soup or Procter & Gamble. Where do you get information as to how to start? Because most people think that I don't have $1 million to quote-unquote gamble or guess. So what do you tell them, Doc?
Well, again, there are lots of I would tell them to start with their IRA first because you're getting that match.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if your company offers you a 6% match, that means you're putting 12%. You're putting 6%. They're putting 6%. That's 12%. Secondly, after that, there are many online brokers that you'd have to go to the web and search for online brokers, but some funds like a Vanguard fund, which is generally pretty good, or if you were in the military, USAA, probably one of the top fund managers for you. Those are great funds and. They have funds where you might have to put in, you know, some are as small as $100 for your first.
Well, Dr. Fanara, hold on. I got to take a break. We'll come back in just a bit. The phone number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a bit. We're talking about making Wall Street work for you. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about your money. How can you make Wall Street work for you? My guests are Kiva Sturdivant, a financial literacy expert and founder of Born to Save, Ralph Baker, executive director of the New York Stock Exchange. He teaches inner city kids about stocks and investing, and Dr. Philip Fanara, professor of finance at Howard University. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I go back to my guests, I want to take a phone call. Scotty, calling from Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Listen, I think this is a good show that you're having tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you asked a question about how do local people get into investing.
Not local people, regular people.
Yeah, regular people.
Yeah.
And the Washington Post, they run all, in the business section, they run all the stock market companies, but they run, in darker print, they run the local companies.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend for people to go into the local companies, like the Pepco, the gas. Go into when they have shareholders meeting. Go into when Radio One has shareholders meeting, and you can see the profit. You can see how the company is growing, how it's not growing, and grow and invest locally. Go into the Gap. Go into Whole Foods. Go into the Giant. Go into the Segway and see how busy they are. And that's how I invested. I started investing 32 years ago. I was taking a Shakespeare class, but I used to read the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post and the New York Times. And I went to E.F. Hutton on 19th and K Street and started investing in a capital-based mutual fund. And then I grew out into individual stocks. But start locally. Know what your local companies are doing and then grow from there to the internationals. But the Apples and the Googles, they're too expensive and you can't really afford them.
But here's the thing, Scotty. But here's the thing. Before I let you go, there was a point when Apple and Google were not too expensive. And I think that a lot of people are looking for the next Apple or the next Google if they want to do that kind of investing. But I think that you make an excellent point briefly, because I need to take another break. Kiva, what was he talking about when he was talking about look for the, I guess he's talking about fundamentals, foundations of companies that you may be interested in owning a piece of?
Right. No, I think the caller makes an excellent point. You always want to look at, when he said, whenever he goes to the Gap or, you know, whether you're going to Home Depot, Target or Lowe's, look at the parking lot. It's never empty. I always say invest where you shop. Start turning over the products that you use every day, like toothpaste. Who manufactures toothpaste? I doubt if we ever stop using toothpaste.
Let's hope not.
But I just think also, just kind of going back also to Professor Fanara's, I hope I said that correctly, point with mutual funds. If you're just looking to getting started with investing, I think mutual fund is an excellent investment vehicle to look at, because when you have a mutual fund, you have a myriad of investments. You can have stocks and bonds. You can have oil and gas and retail and consumer goods in that mutual fund. But what's key about a mutual fund, you have a team of professionals managing that fund behind the scenes, and they're pretty good at what they do. So look at a mutual fund as hiring a professional team, kind of like your professional financial board of directors.
Stay on the line. If you're on the phone, I will take your call. And we're also going to bring Ralph Baker back into this conversation, because I want to find out, if you don't have a lot of money but you want to get into investing, how do you do it? What are you telling young people about financial literacy on a grand scale? Stay with us. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141.